Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article by Brett Allegri Wood called Data Sovereignty is Now Law, What Australia's AI Crackdown Means for Your Business.
And before anyone switches off thinking this is a dry policy piece, it is not. It is about who actually controls your business data right now and what the law is starting to do about it.
Right. So let's start with what Australia has actually done. The government has rolled out a new national framework for data centers. Any new data center has to prove it serves Australia's national interest before it gets approved.
Which means what, practically?
Renewable energy, sustainable water management, local jobs, Australian partnerships, investment in local skills. The days of big tech treating sovereign nations like low-regulation parking spots are over, at least in Australia.
I like the phrase Brett uses, the Wild West is being fenced off, because that is exactly what it has felt like. These companies have had enormous tax breaks, drawn huge amounts of power and water, and given relatively little back.
And Australia is not alone here. This is part of a broader trend of governments reasserting control over digital infrastructure. But let's get to the part that affects business owners directly.
Yes, where does your data actually live?
Most businesses answer that with, in the cloud. Brett is pretty blunt about this. That is not an answer.
Because the cloud is just buildings, physical buildings with servers in them, mostly owned by a handful of American companies.
Amazon, Microsoft, Google. Your data has a physical address. Your Australian business data could be sitting on a server in Virginia. Your customer data could be routed through Ireland. And when it is offshore, it is subject to the laws of that country.
Which brings us to the bit that genuinely surprised me, the U.S. Cloud Act.
This is the one most business owners have never heard of. The U.S. Cloud Act gives American authorities the power to demand data from U.S.-based tech companies, regardless of where that data is physically stored, globally, including yours.
So if your cloud provider is American, your data is reachable by U.S. government agencies.
Full stop. And Brett is clear that this is not some theoretical risk. It is the current legal reality for most businesses on major cloud platforms. A recent UK study found that nearly two-thirds of businesses would be more inclined to adopt AI solutions that are sovereignty compliant, specifically to reduce their dependence on US tech companies and the legal frameworks around them.
And regulation is catching up fast. Australia's Privacy Act is getting a major AI-focused amendment, landing in December 2026. The EU's AI Act is coming into full force around the same time.
So the message from policymakers across multiple jurisdictions is becoming clear. Data is a strategic national asset. Controlling where it lives is becoming non-negotiable.
Okay, now I want to talk about something Brett covers that I think a lot of people are taking at face value, the big tech AI pivot.
Atlassian, Block, Meta, tens of thousands of jobs cut, all dressed up in the language of AI investment.
Atlassian literally called its restructuring self-funding its move into AI. Block CEO was explicit that job cuts were made in the name of AI efficiency.
And Brett's take is, be direct about what this actually is. It is a correction. These companies hired aggressively during cheap money years, their core businesses are slowing, and they are cutting costs to shore up balance sheets. The AI narrative is the story they are telling Wall Street. As one Goldman Sachs report noted, extraordinary spending does not guarantee extraordinary returns.
Which, fair enough, but what does that mean for the rest of us?
He argues it creates a genuine opening. While they are chasing artificial general intelligence and building systems that need the power output of a small nation, the real opportunity for SMBs is in the unglamorous stuff.
Pick a real, expensive, recurring problem in your business and use practical AI to solve it.
Exactly. Not science projects, not chasing the latest model. Brett points to OpenAI discontinuing Sora and Microsoft scaling back Copilot as reminders that even the biggest players are still working things out.
And there's something in the article called the AI productivity paradox that's worth sitting with. Companies are seeing more output through AI tools, but the real bottlenecks have shifted to integration, testing, and quality assurance. More output does not automatically mean more value delivered.
The challenge now is building the workflows, the skills, and the governance to extract genuine business value, not just having access to the tools.
So what should someone actually do this week?
Brett lays out four actions. The first is auditing your data properly. Not a chat with your IT person, a definitive written answer. Where is your data physically stored? Who is your cloud provider? And what are their policies on government access requests?
Map your data supply chain. And under incoming regulation, ignorance is not going to be a defense.
The second is thinking like a sovereign business. Ask hard questions of any vendor. Is data encrypted in transit and at rest? Who holds the encryption keys? Can your data be moved offshore without your explicit consent?
And Brett makes a strong point that being able to guarantee data sovereignty to your own clients will become a competitive advantage, not just a nice to have.
Third, ignore the hype and focus on tangible return on investment. Ask what is a real, nagging, expensive problem that AI could help solve today.
My one for this week is the fourth, build your team's AI capacity. Because the biggest barrier to AI adoption is not the technology, it's people. Teams who are scared, undertrained, or overwhelmed.
Brett puts it plainly. A single employee who knows how to use an AI tool effectively to solve a real problem can be worth more than a $1 million software suite that nobody knows how to use.
Create a culture where AI is seen as a tool to augment human capability, not replace it. That shift in framing changes everything about how your team will respond.
If you want to dig into the full article, head to anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own business, Brett offers a free AI audit there so you can see exactly where the real opportunities are for you.
Worth doing.
See you next time.